quick recap, if you haven't been paying attention this week, I set myself a task, my own challenge, to write a children's book about some animals, pets here in central Queensland. And there's a reason behind this challenge. It's because Meghan Markle's dog, Guy, he's a beagle. He's had a book, a children's book, written about him. It's called His Royal Dogness, Guy the Beagle. And look, I have no problem with Guy. What I do have a problem with is royal privilege. And I think that it is unfair, as much as Guy is a great dog, that he is getting a book written about him when there's so many other great pets right here in central Queensland. So I have been asking all week for people to share their stories about their pets, why they're so special to them, all different kinds of animals. And I took task at writing this children's book. And look, I need to get straight off the bat. I need to apologise. I could not fit in all the pets that were suggested. I do appreciate, though, everybody that got in touch with the show to put forward their pet. Lots of great animals here in CQ. And coming up after this next song, I'm very excited to reveal to you this children's book that I have written and I will be reading. It is called Cockle Doodle Doo. Lights Out in CQ. That's right. It is coming up next, a reading of the children's book for pets in central Queensland. Is your pet going to be on it? Find out next on Hit CQ. There's no more mucking around needed. I just need to get this over and done with. I've tried to write a children's book. It took me a lot longer than I'm proud to admit. I'm really channeling right now my Noni Hazelhurst, former play school actor. I don't know what they're called. Presenter. To write a children's book about pets in CQ. Thank you to everyone who put forward their beautiful pet. I tried to fit in as many as I could. I think there's six or seven in there. And the story is Cock-a-Doodle-Doo, Lights Out in CQ, and here it is. It was a beautiful morning, sun shining in the sky. Around central Queensland, a new day had arrived. Jack had just awoken, that tan and white pup. Little did he know how this day would end up. That there was a rooster up way in the hills that was plotting and planning and looking for thrills. For this red rooster was burdened with no flight. He decided to steal the sun and turn CQ into night. He hijacked the radio, the internet, and TV.
Nobody will be able to fly if they cannot see.
People screamed, they shuddered, they cried. Help! But not brave Jack, for his destiny had arrived. Jack ran into town, racing at the speed of light, to get some help for this dangerous fight. First was Lara the dog, who pretends to be a goat.
Man.
Who loved to climb high and sing every note. Come on, Jack, save the day with me. We will get a better lookout from the top of this tree. They looked around, and what did they see? Their fish friend Gilbert, swimming out to sea.
Hey, Gilbert, Jack barked. Why are you looking so clean?
My three-year-old washed me. He did with Mr. Sheen. But it means I can swim all through CQ's plumbing. And I'll find this rooster. He'll never know we're coming.
So he swam and he swam. But who did he find? Well, if it isn't young Sparrow having a ball of a time. Ripping and tearing the toilet paper to shreds, he took it outside to rest his weary head.
Well, you're no help,
Gilbert said with a scowl. And then he heard Basil, who was starting to growl. Basil the battler, now his legs may not work, but his heart's full of gold and a blue pill to help him twerk. He said he'd seen a rooster at the top of Mount Archer. So Gilbert swam back, but this time much faster.
The rooster is planning to shoot down the sun!
Jack knew exactly what had to be done. He raced to the top of the mountain with Lara, but the rooster had started. He was no Parmigiana. His spud gun was loaded, aimed high in the sky. So Lara said, Jack, it's time to fly. She climbed the treetop and bent a branch down. Get on, Jack, now. I'll fling you, you hound. Jack went flying,
high into the air. But the rooster had fired. There was no time to spare. With one swift kick, Jack sent back that spud. Now the rooster had realized what he had just done. And in his final moments, the rooster cockled his last doodle-doo. But it had all been saved thanks to Jack and his crew. Written, but not collectively owned, by Tim Bulch. That is your book, Pets of Central Queensland. Take that, Guy the Beagle, Meghan Markle. You're no big deal. If your pet was in it, congratulations. If not, I'm so sorry. That was already too long as it is. So I'm actually quitting the show to become a writer for serious drama, because clearly children's books are now below me.